Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. And since your eyes are the window to your health and soul, you sure as heck want to protect them. And you want to protect them from ocular kryptonite. Sounds a little dramatic? Well, it is. The sun is very dramatic. I was looking over all of the concepts of aging of the eyes, going through all the tissues, the tear film, the lids, and all that. And when you put it all together, there's a couple common factors, one of which, and the major one, is sunlight. It is kryptonite. We live by it, we die by it, we see by it, and we fry by it. And we don't want to fry those eyes. So our goal is to list what are the factors that sunlight can actually do to the eye. And obviously, we'll start and end with what you do to block it is sunglasses. You may want to tan for your body, but you certainly don't want to tan your eyes. So we know that increased long-term exposure to sunlight has always been known to be negative. It's linked to so many diseases like something called photokeratitis or cornea burn, droplet keratopathy or scars in the cornea, pterygia, are growths on the sides of the eye that come from outside working in long-term solar conditions. Cataracts, which are common, but this is the major cause of cataracts around the world. Macular degeneration, floaters, and a few cancers. Well, that's quite a group. Well, there certainly have been numerous papers and studies that describe and confirm this relationship, so I'm not making it up. The sun emits a broad array of wavelengths, ranging from tiny gamma waves to large radio and television waves. Those long wavelengths like TV and radio are harmless. It is the short wavelengths that get you. Now, gamma, cosmic, and X-rays are absorbed by superficial things like glass, your windshield, and your cornea. But once you get to the UV and the low blue ones, they get through. The other ones that you do see in the visual spectrum, going from yellows up to reds, are harmless to a large degree. The Earth's atmosphere filters out many of the most harmful wavelengths, as does the cornea. But some of them gets through. Now, the visible spectrum is between 400 and 760 nanometers. Ultraviolet is just below that visual spectrum. So the UV, as we know, is toxic. And what happens is it breaks down tissue. And you're breathing, of course, and you have oxygen in your blood. And the macula, the center of your retina, gets rich in oxygen. So the UV light hits your blood cells. And with the oxygen in it, breaks down the oxygen to free radicals. We hear antioxidants. They fight oxidation. So UV breaks down oxygen, breaks down tissue as well for free radicals. So the higher the level of UV, like in arc welders or tanning booths, you're going to run into issues in more than just your skin. Such old folks like myself, you know, get a few skin cancers or actinic precancers. All of that is a lifetime of radiation. Radiation is cumulative, whether it's a light bulb with fluorescent light, whether it's the sunlight, etc. Fortunately, an MRI is magnetic and is much safer than dental X-rays or a CAT scan. The corneal epithelium is the primary absorber of UV. That's the surface cells of the cornea. So if you're in a tanning booth or you're an arc welder or you're not wearing glasses with certain lights, you can get burns in your cornea that are extremely painful. And the DNA of the cells break down, etc. Now, fortunately, this, we'll call it photokeratitis, heals very quickly. But long-term, it is possible to get superficial cancers of the epithelium. These are easily removed, but you don't want to need them. You can also get breakdowns on the conjunctiva, little yellow spots on the side of the cornea, called pinguecula. You can get some of these pinguecula grow onto the cornea, and it's like a vascular web that comes from the corner of the eye on towards the pupil, and that is called a pterygium. So we know pterygiums are caused by solar exposure. Also, you can get exposure to other parts like the eyelids, and you get basal or squamous cell cancers on the eyelids from sun exposure. Now, there's no question if you're a smoker or if you have other oxidation events in your life, they can contribute. But the direct one, as you can imagine, is the UV light hitting the eyelids. Well, the light then goes through the cornea. The cornea will block the lower UV lights, but the UV light closest to 400 nanometers will get through the cornea and gets to the lens. Many people will block that in the lens, but in doing so, the lens is like a hockey defenseman throwing itself against the puck before it gets to the goalie. The goalie in this case is the macula, or the back of the eye, which has the most perception and does what you would call your vision. So the lens takes a direct hit, and over the years, the lens fibers break down. Yes, there are antioxidants in the lens, but they don't get replaced very easily. And if there's always an overload of UV light, then you're going to get a cataract. The Waterman study in Chesapeake Bay demonstrated that these people who were out there without sunglasses got cataracts, especially because the sunlight reflects off the water as well as comes directly. So we know that cataracts are an effect of UV light. So when we talk sunlight, we're talking primarily that UVC light that gets through the cornea and hits the lens. Well, there are other things to know because the radiation is cumulative. It gets through the lens and it goes through the liquid vitreous. The vitreous gel is between the lens of the eye and fills much of the eye, and is behind it lies the retina. So everything goes through the clear vitreous gel and hits the retina. Except the UV light breaks down the collagen fibers in the vitreous. And what happens is you get floaters. People say, oh, I see these little specks. People who are nearsighted get a lot more than people who are normal sighted. People can get a large vitreous condensation, and a big floater pops off called a peripheral vitreous detachment. So again, the sunlight hits the vitreous and has an effect. Lastly, it gets to the macula. Macular degeneration is the scourge of the older golden years. It can be prevented by blocking the UV light. Pilots have 60% higher incidence of cataract because they're higher up. Astronauts may have a 35% incidence and they only go up once. So just because you can't see it, the kryptonite is there. Other things in the retina, like epiretinal membrane, macular hole, are all part of this change and destruction of the vitreous in its contact with the retina. So I refer to this as kryptonite only to say beware and just avoid it. There's so many good sunglasses out there. And I will discuss in other shows about blue light, because that's the next color up from the UV. And the blue light is also toxic to the retina. It comes from every electronic device. Your fluorescent lights in your workplace create both UV and blue light and should be replaced if you can, or wear sunglasses or a glass blocker on your own glasses, or wear a visor. So avoid the kryptonite, save those eyes. They are the secret of your success throughout your life. And it's not to be taken for granted. Tell your children, your grandchildren, it's important to do now so that you don't incur a debt down the road. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on the RadioMD.com. This show and other shows can be downloaded and replayed. Visit my show page, RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well. Avoid the kryptonite. And make sure your life is a success. It's in your hands. Thank you.